Hello, I'm Izza Wellen, and this is Izza Wellen Writes Grown-Up Storytime. Welcome. Hey everybody, how are you doing? I'm so excited to bring this production of Mute Zero's meme to you. I've actually had it for a while and didn't realize I had it. Okay, there you go. I mean, how more ridiculous can you get? To have a production ready to go and I could just pop it in at any time but not know that I had it. In the meantime, I have interviewed three of the actors, Quincy Speaks, Monica Kelly Audio, and Amelia Woods. Those are three really fun interviews and conversations that I had with them. And talking about, we always seem to get around to Mute's specific brand of brilliance and capability when it comes to putting these things together. So please take a listen. Please enjoy. This is a multi-acted, multi-layered extravaganza. No, it's just an incredible. That he did this with the computer that he had at the time is kind of, you know, if you know computer stuff, that's probably going to blow your mind, I'm sure. Yours truly is actually in the very beginning of this, and I want to thank Mute for the chance to be a part of one of his iconic. Okay, I'll stop. One of his audio dramas, which was really an amazing experience and great fun. The other thing I wanted to say is, while I have your attention just before this, please go through if you're subscribed or if you're just here for the first time, take a look at all the shows that I've had over since, when did I start doing this? October, November? Because they are soon to go away. Dun, da, 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 da. Some sad music here. They are soon to go away as I quit podcasting for a time, maybe permanently, maybe indefinitely. I'm not sure. I don't know if you know this or not, but I pay a fee to host from Podbean. It's not an extravagant fee, but if I am not going to be podcasting regularly, I don't necessarily want to be paying the fee. And I am not going to be podcasting regularly. I need to step back a little bit, focus on some of that writing that actually got me a podcast gave me the idea to do the podcast that launched me into this world of audio that connected me with so many wonderful and amazing readers and writers and storytellers. I really need to step back and do some actual writing. I just have had a heck of a time focusing. I'm in the middle of the last edits for Her Broken Alpha, my second book. I read the first chapter in one of my podcasts. I did get a little feedback. And I appreciate all honest feedback. I actually kind of agree with it. The second book starts out sedately. The first chapter is very quiet. The second chapter is very confusing. The third chapter is very sexy. And then it doesn't stop. And then it's non-stop sex in an incredible, unique relationship between two people in a world where really, what do you have to live for except for great sex and great romance? I mean, it's just a sad, depressing place. So I agree about the first chapter. And first chapters are hard, man. If you are a writer and you have conquered your first chapter, you know, that you are great at them, let's chat. What are your five things for creating a great first chapter every time, no matter what your story is? Come on. Give a writer some help. That said, I don't want to take any more time. Let's go back into the audio drama vein, out of the writer vein, and direct you back to, there are some great interviews with audio artists that I'd love for you to take a listen to. And there are other audio dramas also on this podcast from Mute Zero. If you haven't listened to, please go and listen to. They are professional. They are well-crafted and they are interesting and intriguing and actually safe for work. So give them a peek. Now, without any more chat, Here is Mute Zero's production of Meme. Am I saying that right? Did I say that right? I don't know. How do you pronounce that? I don't know if I said that right.
Sadie, breakfast.
Don't understand this.
Mom, we've been over this so many times. You click twice on the email with the left mouse button to read it.
I'm doing that, sweetie, but it's not working. I can't get into my emails.
Just try it again, Mom. Who's this? Hello? Hello, who is it? Oh, hey, babe. No, everything's fine here. I didn't know it was you. Your name didn't come up. I don't know why I decided not to work for some reason, but anyway. How's the shopping going? Sadie! Breakfast!
I don't know what's wrong with this, honey, but I'm sure I'm doing it right. It's not working.
Well, I didn't change the pin on the card. Honestly. You got any cash on you? I have some cash in the den, okay? Come back and get it, and maybe you can check with the bank after. Sadie! I will not tell you again!
Darling, can you come over here and have a look, please?
Mom, I'm busy. Walt's car just stopped working, and he's in the middle of the weekly shop, and...
Please, honey, come look!
Mom, this is probably the worst time to... What?
It's all nonsense.
Even the icons and the windows, the... file names, they're all complete gibberish. Well, sorry, Mom's having problems with the computer, and I... Hello? Hello? Oh, okay, I thought I left you for a minute there. Well, honey, sorry, Mom's having problems with the computer. Walt? Babe. You're breaking up. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Babe, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm attempting to get your account details up on the screen.
I'm sorry to keep you, but the system's locked me out.
I'm locked out, and the system isn't recognizing the password.
Yes, I understand that you have to be able to get money from the cash machine. And it's not recognizing your card at all, sir.
No, sir. You should be able to log into your account. I don't know why it won't let you.
Is it possible that your internet service is down?
I'm trying to check ours here, but it's not working. No, I can't get any internet at all.
It's as though everything has just disappeared.
We present Me. Audio drama starring Monica Kelly, Moonlight Audio, Panthera Amour, Way Past My Bedtime, Quincy Speaks, and Amelia Woods. Featuring Alexa YVO and Isabel. With Honey Audio, Cookie Crumbles, TV's Travis, Lady Apollo, and Hello Friend 34. Written and produced by Mute Zero.
All right, what do we got?
We're not sure right now, General. It seems to be a virus, but we don't know where it came from, how it got in, or how it spread to all of these different systems.
Do we know what it does? And don't get technical on me, I'm just a soldier in a suit.
Well, that's not easy, sir. You know how digital information is basically a string of ones and zeros?
Yes.
Of course, it's not quite as simple as that, but...
For the sake of argument, say it is.
Okay. This virus changed the ones and zeros to symbols, squiggles. Nothing can read them. It's basically encrypting every scrap of information it touches.
But the information is still there, right? The virus isn't actually destroying anything.
No, sir. It's not. As best we can tell, the information is still intact. It just can't be accessed.
Well, we cracked the encryption, we have all the data back.
Begging your pardon, sir, but it's not going to be easy. Apparently this thing is incredibly complicated.
That's not the answer I was hoping for.
It's early days. We have the ciphers and cryptographic unit studying it, trying to unravel the encryption. And here's the latest briefing from the statistical analysis team.
75% of e-commerce sites are down. Markets are in freefall. Chip and pen machines have completely failed. And that's nothing compared to what would happen if this thing found its way into the banks proper.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a programmer.
Our systems, how are they holding up?
Well, good news there. Everything is perfectly safe. Our country's governmental and military systems are behind a state-of-the-art firewall. There is no way this thing can get through it.
This is an attack, isn't it? Where's it coming from?
These kinds of viruses always have a signature, but no one has gone into the workings of this one yet. But it's hitting systems all over the world, so it's not a cyber attack from one particular country.
Then it's terrorists.
That would be my guess.
Then it all comes down on our heads. Why is no one claiming this?
You're asking me these questions, and I don't have any answers. Oh, excuse me. Hello, Sarah Wilkins here. Yes. General Harris is with me. One moment, please. It's them.
Who?
Them! The people who did this.
Did they ask for me?
They want both of us.
How did they know your number? How did they know I'd be with you?
I don't know, but we need to talk to them.
Trace the call.
Thanks. I wouldn't have thought of that. Ready?
Go.
Hello. You're on speakerphone.
Who am I talking to?
This is General Richard Harris, counterterrorist unit. Who are you?
You will listen to us. We have your information. You will send your representative, Eve Green, to room 601 of the Raven Hotel in 1 hour. She will enter the building alone, and we will speak to her alone. If any attempt is made to interfere with that meeting, or if any of your people enter that building from this moment forward, you will never hear from us again. Do you understand?
Eve Green? I don't know who she is.
Room 601. 1 hour.
Who is this Eve Green person?
Well, the only Eve Green I can think of is that IT consultant from England. She's in the country right now, lecturing on informational security. The last person I expected to be requested by terrorists.
Why?
She just doesn't really fit the idea of a negotiator. She's tetchy, impatient, suspicious, rubs people up the wrong way. But she's astoundingly intelligent, brilliant.
Is she cleared? Can she do the job?
Yes, she has state clearance. She'll certainly be able to hold her own on the subject of information technology. Other than that, I don't really know how capable she is.
It's not like we even have a choice. Bring her in. Brief her with everything we know while she's en route. I'll tell upstairs and try to get some cross-agency support while we handle it.
I'm in the hotel lobby.
Roger that. We have a secure perimeter.
Just make sure they can't see anyone out there.
Thank you, Eve. We'll try to remember how to do our jobs.
A secure perimeter is all well and good, but we still don't know what they look like.
Well, they won't be trying to get out of the hotel while they're negotiating with her.
I can't see there's going to be much of a negotiation. What if they just take her hostage?
What would be the point? They already have something far more valuable than Eve Green.
Thank you. That's very flattering.
You left the line open?
Sorry.
She can't be allowed to hear everything we say in here.
Line's still open.
Oh, for goodness.
I'm at reception.
Can I help you?
My name is Eve Green. I work for the government.
And which government is that?
Yours. I need you to quietly evacuate the entire sixth floor.
Evacuate?
With the exception of room 601. Assemble your guests in one of your function rooms. No one is allowed to leave the building.
I'm sorry. I can't just evacuate the building on the say-so of...
Pick that up. That will be my boss confirming all this.
Hello, Raven Hotel.
This is General Richard Harris with the Counterterrorism Unit. This is a Delta Code situation. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do, General.
Good. My people will be in touch with your managing director. Give Ms. Green every cooperation. Do what she says. Do it quickly and do it quietly.
I'll get on that right away.
It's okay. I know he hung up on you.
Are we in danger, Ms. Green?
Evacuate the sixth floor and don't let anyone up there. I'm heading to the lift now.
Roger that.
Close the line.
It's closed.
Are you sure this time?
She can't hear us.
I don't like any of this, but I don't have a better idea. Why did they ask for Eve Green? How do they even know about her?
I have no idea.
Let's just hope she can hold this together.
I'm on the sixth floor.
How does it look?
Like a corridor in a hotel. What were you expecting?
Is there anyone around?
No. I'm approaching the door. Any last-minute advice?
Do you remember the danger word?
Of course I remember the danger word.
Well, good. If anything goes wrong, just say it, okay?
Yes. I say the danger word, then a special forces team rush the perimeter, run up 6 flights of stairs, kick down the door, and save me in the nick of time.
We can't risk them being any closer, Eve.
Then let's hope that this doesn't go wrong. I'm going in.
I'm Eve Green. You asked for me.
Are you alone?
Yes, I am. I wasn't expecting a woman.
I find that offensive.
Well, that's a good start. Shall I come in? Three of you.
Call me Columbine.
Pantalone. Pleasure.
Here we are again.
That's Zanny.
Seriously? Oh, for goodness sake.
You don't need to know our real names.
I'm Eve Green.
We know.
Do you? I could be anybody.
As opposed to us. We are everybody.
Is she the entertainment?
She is... the clown.
Just the one clown?
Be careful, Eve Green.
Why did you ask for me? Is that funny?
Why we asked for you is not important.
I could be anybody pretending to be Eve Green.
We know you are who you are because we know who you are.
And who's that?
Just the person we need.
Oh, this is going to be a long day.
Would you like a drink?
Arsenic. If you have it.
Coffee?
You understand why I wouldn't want to eat or drink anything you gave me.
We need to establish trust.
Good luck with that.
Is that not your role here? To build bridges? Well, I'll have some coffee, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She's in there now. She just started talking to them. No, there are 3 of them. Not giving their real names. 2 women and a man. He's called...
Pantalone.
Pantalone. And the 2 women are calling themselves Columbine and Zanny.
Won't you sit down? and fine standing.
No way of knowing who they are yet. We're piping the audio feed into tactical so they'll know if anything... Yes. As you said, sir. We're going to find out what they want and what they're up to before we... Yes. We have that option available. Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
He wants to send in the psychos?
He does. He's worried about the banks and the government systems.
Government systems are safe.
He doesn't understand that. He wants us to grab those clowns and make them talk. I can hold them off for a while. So what's the story behind those names? Any ideas?
They're stock characters from the Commedia dell'arte. Old Italian theater.
Sugar.
Pantalone is an old, pompous guy. Rich and powerful, but also arrogant and annoying.
Is that Demerara?
No. It's just regular white sugar.
Columbine is the smart one. She always knows what's going on, never afraid to speak her mind.
Then just a small one, please.
And Zani is...
We should add posh sugar to our list of demands.
The clown.
There used to be always two Zani in the play. The clever one and the stupid one. Eventually, they became characters in their own right. The clever one became Harlequin, the trickster, and the stupid one became Clown, the ridiculous and most sympathetic character in the plays.
And what can we learn from this choice of names?
Other than they know how to do a basic internet search on Italian theater? Not much.
So does someone want to tell me what all this is about?
Well, where to begin?
We have unleashed a data virus.
This much we can call common knowledge.
It encrypts everything it touches.
Again?
Yes, you know. But you don't really know. Because right now you have your best people trying to decrypt it.
Which is a waste of time.
Well, yes, you would say that.
But in this case, it's true. The virus encrypts all the data it comes into contact with. To a level of complexity that would take all the computers in the world several lifetimes to untangle.
Does this virus have a name?
It's called Babel, the seat of language.
The confusion.
The fresh start.
Did you write the virus?
Heavens no. None of us know the first thing about computers. I mean, not to the level that would be needed to...
So who did?
That's not important.
It's important if I'm talking to monkeys, when I should be talking to the organ grinder.
We all grind organs.
That is to say, there is no organ grinder.
Which is it?
The interested parties are responsible. Which is everyone!
Is she reading this stuff out of a Christmas cracker?
She means we represent the people.
What people? You don't represent me.
Banks are definitely being hit by this virus now. All the big ones have shut down their systems. We've heard that both the Nasdaq and the London markets will cease trading in a few minutes.
I'm not sure we can cope with a public order issue of this magnitude.
If you think that's bad. Some of the hospitals are reporting that they can't access patient and treatment records.
You've got to be joking.
I wish I was. We rely on this stuff too much.
Can we go back to the beginning? You're encrypting all the information.
Yes.
Why?
That's the right question.
Seemed like a good first stop on the journey to what you want.
$1 billion! There you go. That saved you the trip.
I think we might want to set some more realistic goals.
Really? You don't think it's worth 100 times that to get all the digital information in the world back? Soon there'll be rioting out there. Looting. When people can't get their money from the banks. When they can't buy anything from the shops. The world is spiraling into anarchy, Miss Green. You don't think it's worth an awful lot of money to restore the status quo?
You seriously want $1 billion?
A gazillion. A quadrillion. I actually don't know which is bigger.
Well, you're never going to get it. So do your worst, I suppose. Lovely meeting you all.
What is information, Eve?
Are you asking me, or is this another one of your rhetorical...
We're all information. DNA is information. Every cell in our bodies contains information that tells it what to do. how to grow, how to duplicate.
Yes.
The universe, our bodies, the air we breathe, trees, plants, water.
I understand.
We can't encrypt water, obviously.
Then there's the information we generate.
If indeed we do generate it.
Well, quite. Do you know what a meme is?
It's an idea.
It's information, copied with variation and selection.
Is this going to be on the exam?
From the discovery of how to make fire, the invention of the wheel, how to make an arrow hit, human beings communicate information to each other.
Sometimes we do it deliberately, like when we write an article, a book, an instruction manual.
And other times we do it unconsciously, like the clothes you're wearing today.
Oh? Now it gets personal?
Each item you're wearing says something about you.
It screams laundry day, I know.
You bought those clothes because you'd seen them worn by someone, or photos of them being worn. The style, at least, if not the individual items, they communicated an idea to you. An idea you wanted to make your own.
Let's not overthink this. Black goes with everything.
Even that is a meme. What your clothes say, why you think they say it. This is information, copied with variation and selection.
Religion is a meme. And so is science.
Have you ever had a song stuck in your head? A song you don't even like?
An earworm.
You didn't choose to accept that song into your head. It got there of its own accord. Information is a selfish replicator. It doesn't know if it's useful or not. It doesn't even know if it's true or false. It just needs to replicate, to survive.
All we are, all human beings really are, we're just vessels for information.
I think that's a leap.
Leaping to a conclusion. That's a meme.
Is this going somewhere?
You want to understand why we've done this.
Okay, but I don't believe the premise. I don't believe our whole life is just about passing information around.
No? What else do we do?
It's life. There's a whole life out there.
From the moment we're born, we start filling up with information. What's safe, what food is, language. And then we go to school and we receive more information. Education. Every bit of the curriculum is made up of thousands and thousands and thousands of memes. Those pieces of information which have survived because they've proved themselves to be useful in some way. They've been selected. And all the while, we're passing around information, making friends, picking what clothes to wear, using slang, sharing music, books. It's all information. It's all memes. And then we leave school. We go out into the world. We get a job. And even this is a meme. Education is a means to gainful employment, is a meme. Who we're attracted to is defined by the information they present to us. By what they say, how they dress, how they smell, what they do for a living. All of these things.
Okay, I get the point.
Getting the point is a meme.
Yes, thank you.
So is everything. Sexuality, courtship, marriage. Information tells us in every country in the world, in every culture, that all of this is pushing us towards one thing. Procreation.
For the continued survival of the species.
For the continued survival of information.
That's it. That's what it really is. Sex, sperm and egg, DNA, information. Bring it together. And that information instructs cells to grow and multiply and to create a new vessel, which we immediately start to fill up with information again.
As the population grows, so the amount of information retained in the world increases. The first humans probably didn't have that much information to share. But now here we are. More than 7 billion people on the planet. 7 billion vessels. And how much information? It's the fabric of the whole universe. Its only purpose is to replicate. We have been created from information, by information, for information. To replicate it and ensure it survives.
I think I'm getting a headache.
The idea that too much information gives you a headache is a meme.
Can we make her be quiet?
Actually, Zani is making a very good point. What happens when humankind becomes so saturated in information that the growth and the spread of memes is limited by our capacity? We have to find new ways to process, store, and communicate.
You're talking about information technology.
The processing power and storage capacity of computers doubles every 2 years.
Moore's Law.
More capacity. More information.
I feel like we're starting to approach the point of all this. You think we invented technology to keep pace with information?
We didn't invent it at all. The selection of memes favors the propagation and continuation of information.
Ah, you guys must be a real hit at parties.
What she is saying is that the idea, the meme, of information technology leapt forward at the time it was needed to continue the spread of information.
Okay, so the technological revolution took place because your memes needed to carry on spreading themselves around. And you're trying to stop them.
Stopping them would be the end of everything. Without information, nothing exists.
Okay.
It's a lot to take on board.
Taking on board is...
Oh, shut up.
Hey!
So, why did you send out a virus that encrypts all the information on computers?
Because if the information no longer needs us to replicate, and we pass that responsibility off to computers, and they get better and better at spreading memes, the human race faces the end of everything.
So you think you're saving the human race?
You do very well to take us seriously, Ms. Green.
You really have no idea how insane this sounds?
You say potato?
What do you think? You're sitting out there throwing out these little quips and leaving the heavy lifting to your mates. What do you actually think about this?
I'm unemployed. What does that mean to you?
It doesn't mean anything.
Scrounger!
Ah, but I don't receive benefits or assistance. I have a massive trust fund.
Then you're a layabout.
I use my trust fund for charitable purposes. To help the less fortunate than I.
Then you're a philanthropist.
Well, Eve, which is it?
I don't know.
Then you appreciate my status as unemployed could actually mean a number of things.
Of course.
Now someone tell her about thermodynamics.
Oh, yes, please do. And do you mind not tapping the pen?
The second law of thermodynamics talks about entropy. If you fuel up an engine, the engine will convert fuel into energy.
That's simplistic.
Simplistic is fine. And please, stop tapping.
In the conversion process, some energy is lost. You don't get out exactly what you put in.
I understand.
Information technology is the same.
While we might appreciate that Zani's unemployed status might have several possible connotations, information technology reduces her down to a simple unemployed label and treats her accordingly, denying her credit, rendering her unable to rent a home or a car?
Until she explains herself.
The technology reduces us to a set of data tags. Unemployed, scrounger, greedy banker, corrupt politician, religious zealot.
Yes, but not just technology. The media does that. And the media has been doing that since long before the internet came about.
But information technology is a step up from the media. Both are concerned with replicating information. That replication takes away a piece of us. Who we are is distilled down to a series of labels. A social media profile, a credit rating, a criminal record.
More and more people get their information from electronic services. More and more communicate that way. We email links, retweet without comment. The system devours information and replicates it at a rate far exceeding human capacity.
But in so doing, a lot of information is wasted. And the machines can't fill in the blanks. They can't see the gray areas in the way humans can. We are becoming obsolete, Eve. Information isn't interested in us anymore. It's reducing us out of existence.
Then why are you negotiating? If you're saving the human race from the rise of the machines, why are you prepared to set terms to restore the information?
We're not.
What?
We have no intention of negotiating. We are not restoring anything. This is the end of it all. We just wanted to explain why.
They cannot be serious.
I'm afraid so. Both commercial and civil aviation are being grounded for reasons of safety. Flight plans, schedules, air traffic control, all failing. We should send the tacticals in.
Do you think those three will talk because they're locked in a cell and someone is shouting at them?
I don't think they're going to be talking to Eve Green.
She's got them talking so far. They're just not saying what we want to hear because they're all nuts. In what version of reality are they not nuts?
A lot of what they're saying is genuine scientific and information technological theory.
Theory doesn't resolve this situation. Are you sure our servers are safe?
The firewall is solid. The virus cannot pass through it.
Okay. Yes. I see. Keep me informed. Both the NASDAQ and the London Stock Exchange have gone down. The Dow Jones is shut early in hopes of preserving their systems, but if this virus is already in them, that becomes a rather moot point. People are going to start dying soon. Eve Green needs to take control of this situation.
Oh, I'm going to sit down.
Of course.
Why did you bring me here?
As we said, to explain.
No, I get that. But why me?
Would you like some coffee now?
I'd like an answer to my question.
You are one of the finest information technology academics in the world. A woman of intellect and brilliance. We thought you would understand.
You need to think this through.
Like we haven't.
I'm not talking about your ideas on memes and conspiracy of information. I'm talking about the effect this has on real people.
Real people is what this is all about.
If panic sets in, there'll be looting, rioting. People will die.
Just like any revolution.
The system will find equilibrium.
Will it?
Electronic information is a new development. We're turning the clock back 30 or 40 years. It's not like anyone is going to be living in huts.
Apart from those already living in huts. All over the Third World, who rely on international loans that will suddenly cease to exist.
You're not seriously going to argue in favor of the World Bank.
I'm arguing in favor of people not dying of disease or starving to death because their governments can't afford to buy food or medicine. Hey, you! How many times have I got to ask you to stop that tapping?
That tapping? Zani keeps tapping that pen.
What about it?
Shh. Wait a second.
Banks failing is not just a problem for bankers and rich people.
Please do patronize us.
Morse code. She's tapping out Morse code.
Are you sure? What's she saying?
Wait a second, I'll enhance the audio.
Find it. Get the bank. What about the hospital? The virus is making it impossible to retain
patients. Treatment. She's tapping out help me over and over again.
Seriously? That means she's there against her will.
She doesn't sound as if she's being there against her will.
Patch me through to Eve.
Whether you have a point about information and memes and all that stuff, you have to look at the ecology of what you're saying.
Ms. Green.
What do you mean?
Zani is tapping out Morse code
she
with that pen.
The bigger picture.
You think she's saying help
the future of the human race isn't a big enough picture for you.
Who are you to decide on that?
Who are we? We're everybody.
No. Who are you, really? Who were you before this?
Well now, Miss Green, surely you don't expect us to...
Why not? If you're determined to go through with this, and it's going to be such a benefit to humankind, why not put your names to it?
This is not the actions of individuals. We are acting together on behalf of everyone.
One big happy family?
That's right.
All in it together? All equally committed to the cause?
Yes.
Then why is Zani here tapping out help me in Morse code over and over again?
What did you just do?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know I'm wearing a wire, right? I presume this wouldn't be breaking news to anyone.
I believe we'd all expect that.
Well, Zani here has been tapping that blasted pen. We all heard that too.
Zani?
I don't know what she's talking about.
The people listening on the other end have heard every word we've said. They've also heard that pen tapping. And they believe beyond reasonable doubt that tapping is Morse code. And it spells out help me.
What is going on here?
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Stephanie. Stephanie Jackson. I'm an artist.
Found her on the Interpol database. Stephanie Jackson, unemployed.
So what went wrong, Stephanie?
It's all just... I don't know what this is. Tell them your names already. This is stupid.
We've got this far and you're just going to...
It's stupid. The names, everything, it's all so stupid. This is out of hand. She's right. People are going to die.
There will be trouble in the short term, but then...
Fine. This is Olivia Wade, a journalist.
Stephanie!
And that is David Cadle, an investment banker. Welcome to the revolution.
Well, I feel like we're getting somewhere now.
Well, you may be. I'm leaving.
Sit down, David. This hotel is surrounded by armed police. All of the people you're going to end up talking to today, I'm the most sympathetic.
Huh.
Yeah, I know, right?
It wasn't meant to get this far. We were just supposed to wake people up to the possibilities.
You betrayed us.
Oh, come on, Olivia. Seriously, this is out of control. You can't pretend that any of us wanted this. We came up with this idea of the virus. We put it into a couple of systems. It was meant to encrypt the information and we were going to hold it ransom so that you'd hear us out. We just wanted a platform to explain to people what the information was doing. How would it affect all of our lives if it was allowed to go out of control? But the virus spread.
Well, it's information. It replicates.
I'm glad you enjoy the irony.
I'm not enjoying anything about this.
How bad is it?
The markets are crashing. No one can get money out of the banks or pay for things in the shops. Looting will spread very fast. People panic, you see.
They panic about money.
They do, yes. They need it to buy things.
So the consumer society trumps human freedom.
Can you hear yourself? Look, if this has got out of control...
Who says it has?
Stephanie just did.
Clearly she doesn't speak for us.
David, you wanted to cause a bit of a stir. To frighten people. To make them pay attention to you. I think you have their attention now.
What are you offering?
You have a way to stop this. The virus encrypts information. You must have a way to decrypt it.
We made it perfectly clear that we are not prepared to negotiate.
The information got away from you. You couldn't control it. You couldn't limit it. How exactly does that serve you?
What happened here was unforeseen, but the point still stands.
So make your point. People are listening. Make your point, then turn this around before it's too late.
Perhaps this makes our point better.
The total destruction of modern life?
Hardly.
Because that's what it looks like from here. You can't just reverse progress. People rely on the technology we have.
People adapt.
At what cost?
All right. I think we're done here.
Eve, I'm moving the tacticals to their forward position.
No!
I think I'll decide when we're...
I don't mean you! The people I'm talking to want to send a tactical unit in.
A tactical unit?
Armed police, flashbang grenades and shouting and hauling us off for interrogation.
Those of you still able to be hauled off.
What does that mean?
Between us, Stephanie, this isn't like the films. These guys aren't that good. They love bursting through doors and spraying bullets around. In these situations, if one person is left alive and talking, they pretty much count it as a big win.
Oh no.
She's only trying to frighten you.
I'm really not, Olivia. So if we're done here, I'm going to leave before it all kicks off.
You can't leave.
And how's that going to work? I'm not exactly G.I. Jane. but I quite fancy my chances against an investment banker.
We're not done.
I was brought here to listen to you. The people listening in wanted me to negotiate. If you're not prepared to negotiate, we're done.
Tell them how to stop it.
Shut up.
Do you know how to stop it, Stephanie?
No, she doesn't.
What was it you said about monkeys and organ grinders?
If this virus encrypts information, there must be a way to decrypt it.
Not once all the systems are infected.
They can't all be infected. We can't get through the government firewall. That was always the failsafe.
So you can crash commercial and financial sites, but you can't bring down the government? All the information about who we are, immigration, criminal records, tax payments, the census, that's all protected?
Yes.
So you could never turn back the clocks properly. Information is still there. And surely, by your theory, the information that defines us, the information that you claim reduces us to a series of simplified labels. That stuff's on the government servers. That was always beyond your reach. So what was the point of all this? The very information you most want to destroy, you can't touch.
No government in history has been immune to a financial crash of this magnitude.
But you didn't want to bring down the government. You wanted to save the human race by destroying the machines, or whatever.
I didn't know about the firewall.
It's a detail.
How is it a detail, David? How is it not the single most important thing in all of this?
I think you've been sold a lemon, Olivia.
How did they not think this through?
Because they're nuts. We should send the tacticals in and shoot them all just for being stupid.
No, we've still got a major problem out there. There's no money in circulation. People are panicking.
Can we fix this without these clowns?
No. Olivia, what's her name, is right. It would take a lot of computers a very long time to crack the encryption code. Eve really has to get the solution out of them.
I really want to shoot these idiots.
Stephanie, how do we stop this?
There's no question of stopping anything.
Shut up, David. I want to give myself up.
Oh, this is ridiculous. The plan stays.
What plan? The plan, David, was to infect all the information, not just the financial.
You have a stake in all this.
Excuse me?
Don't you? This isn't an act of terrorism.
Oh, it was never about terrorism.
Whatever you want to call it. It wasn't that. Not for him.
What are you accusing me of now?
You've crashed the banks. Billions have been wiped off the international markets. But someone always profits, don't they? This Babel virus wasn't about saving anybody. It wasn't about bringing the human race to its senses and stopping the machines from taking over.
David?
The information won't need us anymore. Human beings will become obsolete. The information doesn't need us to replicate.
Spare me. You're making money here. You've sold short, or you've squirreled something away. Once the markets are back on their feet, you'll be a very rich man.
How dare you?
Is that true?
Of course it isn't true.
Okay, we're going to check this out, Eve.
The people listening in are going to check it out.
I had nothing to do with any financial scam.
Nor me. I don't even understand. I don't want to be here.
Someone needs to tell me how to stop this.
I don't know.
Even if we did.
Tell me this isn't about money, David.
Of course it's not.
Because the people Eve is working for are going to check this out and come back and tell us one way or the other.
How are they going to check it out? Babel has wiped out the markets. The trail will be wiped clean too.
David!
The absence of a paper trail doesn't mean...
Is this about money?
I am not prepared to sit here and...
Did you set all this up to make a profit? Have you taken our ideology?
You need a plain text file.
Stephanie, no!
What is she saying? A plain text file?
Stephanie, do not do this.
It doesn't matter, does it? The virus can't do what we need it to do because it can't get onto the important systems.
That's not the point!
The point is, if she puts the information back, your real motives will be revealed.
My real motives? Please.
What does the plain text file have to say, Stephanie?
In 1990, in the town where I was brought up, there was a little boy. He couldn't speak. His parents, they abused him. His school didn't step in. Social workers failed to spot the warning signs. The system failed him completely.
People didn't have all the information about abuse back then.
The information was there, but it had been reduced through replication. They called him dumb, and they treated him that way.
The simplification of the data meant a 10-year-old boy was tortured and abused by his parents. He died, beaten to death by his own mother in a drunken rage.
What does the plain text file have to say?
It needs to say, Michael John Roberts can go back home now.
Are you getting this?
Ask them how it works.
They want to know how it works.
Simple version? It's a password file. The virus, it attaches to it, trying to encrypt it. But once it detects the sequence of letters, it will reverse the process and turn into an antibody. It will replicate, spread through the networks, and decrypt all the information as it goes.
Does that make sense?
Sounds good to me.
I'd like to test it in a controlled environment.
Are you kidding?
We should use an isolated server, infect it with the virus, then introduce this text file.
Meanwhile, people are fighting each other out there. They're looting the shops. The entire world is in free fall. What's the worst that can happen? It doesn't work? We're no worse off than when we started.
In order to get this file out to an infected system, I have to open a port through our firewall. That exposes our systems, and I'm not comfortable at this stage.
Is this going to work, Stephanie?
Yes.
I can't believe you're doing this.
So push the button.
Is that an order?
Before people start dying. If it needs to be an order, it's an order.
It's done.
They've sent it. How long before we see a result?
It'll be fast.
Nothing's happening.
Can you stop touching that pen?
What's that tapping now?
It's not working. It's not decrypting information. It's deleting it.
Is that Morse code again?
Our system's shutting down.
What is she tapping out?
Nothing's working.
What is she tapping out?
She's saying, ha, ha, ha.
Stephanie? Stephanie!
No!
Here we are again.
No!
Oh, Eve. There's no Stephanie here.
No David.
No Olivia.
No! What have you done?
What have we done? You played a vital role, Eve. You have become the mother of a new beginning.
We have beaten the machine.
No!
It's all gone away, Eve.
We have saved the world.
That was Meme. It starred Monica Kelly as Eve Green, Moonlight Audio as Pantalone, Panthera Amour as Columbine, Way Past My Bedtime as Zani, Quincy Speaks as General Harris, and Amelia Woods as Sarah Wilkins. Featuring Alexa YVO as The Daughter, Izo Ellen as the mother, and Hello Friend 34 as the receptionist. Other parts played by Honey Audio, Cookie Crumbles, TV's Travis, and Lady Apollo. Announcer, TV's Travis. Script, music, and production by Mute Zero.